This episode is now an N2 backpacking bonus show. It's more rowdy, more explicit, and more politically incorrect than our standard shows. Here's a sample of what you'll get in this episode.
All right, gentlemen, we're live once again on the Benton McKay Trail in North Georgia, and I am here with the boys. And we're going to do backpacker trivia tonight. Are you guys ready for this?
We'll see.
Okay. Yeah. All right, here goes. We're going to start with Beer Run's favorite. These are from Backpacker Magazine.
Oh, great.
any comments? Any
Not
comments?
Yet.
Okay. This was actually published in 2011, so these questions could be a little
so
old.
So it's new.
Yeah.
Very
but
pertinent.
They're actually kind of still relevant, though. Are you ready? So I'll just ask the question. You guys will respond. Okay, here we go. What's the highest peak in the world that you can walk up without technical climbing gear? You're going to need a passport for this one and a healthy set of lungs. It's a mega hike. My bet is on 3-Dub over here to make this call. You got to speak up on this, 3-Dub. You're the most likely guy to call this one.
Mount Misty.
Yeah, keep going.
It's in South America.
2000.
Kilimanjaro.
Weasel. Nice.
Seriously?
Yes, he crushed it.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
Tanzania's Kilimanjaro. You'd be escorted by porters, of course.
Without assistance?
Do you know what the summit is on that?
No, that's probably the only question I'll get right tonight.
Wow, nice
But
job.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going 17,000 feet.
19,000?
19, okay.
19,341.
All right.
And there's...
Anyone here hike that?
I think we have a dispute.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry about that.
Philip, have you hiked
that? 3-Dub's disputing this.
Yeah.
Do you disagree?
He's not vehemently.
He's calling BS on your stuff.
All right, okay.
Let BS be entered into the record.
You know, it's 2011. I mean, those mountains have gotten... way bigger.
Oh, they've eroded since then.
Kilimanjaro's eroded.
That much.
And Misty is actually taller.
Yeah.
Erode faster.
Yeah.
All right. You guys ready for the next one?
Yeah, let's try it.
Yeah, we'll give it a shot.
All right. This place is considered one of the quietest places on Earth, and it's protected by the One Square Inch Project, which works to keep it free of intrusions of man-made sounds.
Nowhere Thermrider is.
Well, he is part of the 1-inch.
Oh, my God.
What?
You ever wonder where you'll find the windiest place in North America? Fortunately, it's not where people live, so you can visit. Experience the wind and leave it.
Not Washington?
Dude, the weasel's like money.
What, you think it's a joke?
Oh, my God. Are you looking at my sheet?
No, I'm not. Seriously. It's not like the time in the car with
us. Oh, my God.
The bug. Like we haven't all been there and everybody knows.
Wow. Mount Washington in New Hampshire holds the crown. April 1934, wind gust of
231 miles an hour. Hey, what was the man from Alabama?
Are you guys ready for the next one?
Yeah, are they ready, Steve? I mean, are they ready? Yeah, are these peasants ready?
Never been so ready.
It seems like I'm the only one getting
the weasel's crushing it right now. All right, 3-Dub, get here because I want you for this one. What is the rainiest place in the United States?
San Francisco.
Yeah.
Lake Burton.
Olympic National Park.
Seattle.
You got to go north.
Batesville.
Juneau, Alaska.
Oh, you're getting closer.
Anchorage, Alaska.
Yakutat. Alaska's far and away the champ with over 100.
I was about to say that. I was about to say
160 inches a year. Do we lose 3-Dub?
Now he's chopping wood back there. Yeah. This fire is insufficient.
Okay. Well,
these questions bore him.
Wait, you got a chance at this one. What's North America's fastest animal?
The antelope.
The honey badger.
They're shy.
The antelope. Or the pronghorn sheep.
Oh my God, dude. You're really close, actually.
I'm 100% accurate.
Well, it's the pronghorn antelope.
9-20-11. Yeah, yeah. I said antelope and pronghorn sheep.
Nah, he didn't.
No, you said sheep. It's an antelope.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
You're way off.
They're actually sheep.
Technically, they're 54 miles an hour, which is pretty amazing.
I said the pronghorn, antelope, in different sentences.
All right, we're moving from Backpacker Magazine trivia to KSL-TV, which is a Salt Lake City TV station.
They sound authentic.
These are going to be easier. Okay, how many Americans go hiking every year in the United States? I'll give you some options. 1 to 2, 20 million, 20 to 50, 50 to 100, or 100 million plus.
Are these all in millions?
Yes.
I would say 87,413,793.
You're not in the range.
Since this is from Utah, is this like white people only?
Mormons.
Yeah.
And Mormons.
And Mormons. Only Mormons.
Well, I mean,
how
that's...
many Mormons go hiking each year?
And how many Mormons?
All of them.
All right, what should a hiker do if they encounter a grizzly bear?
Piss themselves.
And Fuller, this one.
Attack, baby! Attack.
Thurm Rider, this is all you.
Be aggressive. Be aggressive.
Run straight for it with your knife.
You? I mean, you gotta try to fend it off. It into-
Wait, here are your choices. Lie face down and cover your head.
Bad idea. Nope.
Climb a tree. Nope. Run away.
Nope.
He bravely ran away.
Sir Robin.
He bravely turned his tail and fled.
What is the answer?
That's three answers?
Try to fight it, man, but you can't.
Well, no.
Last lay down.
Grizzly, you got to lay down. Who said that?
No.
Therm Rider?
No. You forgot about the last option. Shit your pants and throw it at them.
They're over there.
The N2 Backpacking Bonus Show, not recommended for those who are easily offended or under 13 years of age.
I'm easily offended.
Well, bugger off then. Download them now from the podcast link at n2backpacking.com. A nominal donation gets you access to all bonus shows, plus good backpacking karma might come your way. So don't miss out. Click to N2 Backpacking and join the fun.